This is Barry Bloom of Forbes magazine. Now back to the Giants pregame show with Marty Lurie on KNBR 680.
All right, nice to have Barry Bloom with us. Saw a lot of Barry in spring training. Barry, how are you?
I'm good, Marty. How are you?
Very good, very good. And, well, you know, I know that San Diego is a team you have followed closely for many, many, many years. Giants in San Diego, first two games, your impressions, first of all, of the Padres?
Well, I mean, you know, as advertised, you know, their offense with Machado and Tatis in it, you know, is a lot better. And the one thing, that, as I watched Tatis coming up through the minor leagues, and I saw him a lot, the thing that impressed me the most was his speed on the base pass. You know, this guy is as fast as Deion Sanders to me. And going from first to home, absolutely unbelievable. And I've seen, think you've seen that already. You know, their pitching has surprised me to a certain degree, you know, as we're going to their minor leaguers now in the next few games. But it's hard to understand whether the Padre pitching right now is that good or the Giant hitting is that bad.
Today we see Nick Margavicius. Do you know anything about him or the guy tomorrow, Paddock?
Yeah, well, I saw Margavicius in spring training. You know, he's you know, kind of a multi-pitch pitcher with a decent fastball. But you know, this guy wasn't even projected to be in with the big club when spring training started. And you know, they were giving a lot of the youngsters early starts in spring training to just give him some experience before they sent them back to the minor leagues. But, you know, this is the state of where, you know, their pitching staff is right now. The two guys that, you saw already are the only experienced starters, and they have 20 major league starts, but each between the two of them. And now you're going to a guy who's thrown one game above single A, and Paddock had an excellent spring. He's a guy they got. You know, in a deal with Miami for Fernando Rodney. You know, they've made some great acquisitions, but he's also coming off Tommy John surgery. He was limited on innings last year. He'll be limited on innings again this year. So I think if they can get a solid five innings out of him tomorrow, and the way he pitched, you know, at some point near his last spring start, and I think the last one was on the backfields, he had struck out 20 guys in 13 innings. He's a nice kid, fun guy, wears suits to the ballpark every day, pitches, has a great sense of humor, really nice kid. And so, you know, we'll see. I think he's an up-and-coming player for them. But, you know, with the guys they have on board for the next 2 days, if the Giants don't get the offense going, they're probably never going to get it going.
Yeah, very good. I think we sort of said that in the show today. Barry Bloom joins us, Forbes.com. It is Derek Rodriguez today against Margavicius. And tomorrow we've got Jeff Samardzija going against Chris Paddock. Boy, the Padres made some trades. Paddock for Fernando Rodney turned out. And look, it's good scouting. And then how about getting Fernando Tatis, who you've been all over that one for a year. I know back on Twitter, back and forth with the fans. But for Shields, how about that? James Shields.
Yeah, well, yeah, Matt Strom, who's another up-and-comer. They, you know, they got a bevy of, like, you know, Rob Buchter and, you know, Maurer. And, you know, they got them from Kansas, even from Kansas City a couple of years ago, too. I mean, A.J. Preller has had his bad trade. I mean, you know, they flipped out guys like Trey Turner and people like that who were in the organization before he got there. And he really cleaned out the organization of a lot of decent players. But now in his redemption, he's really done a good job getting other talent from other organizations. The problem is they've yet to hit on anybody who they've drafted or any of their international signings. And that's still to come. So what you're seeing here now is the product of some of these trades that they've made.
Yeah, boy, you got to get lucky and you have to have good scouting. And you hope that's where the Giants are heading. And we'll be having this conversation about the Giants in about 3 or 4 years when those kinds of players mature. And there's Tom Murphy the catcher that they got from Colorado, they flipped him to Seattle for a Dominican summer league type player who, you know, big arm and all that kind of stuff. So we'll see if they get lucky with it. What's your take on the beginning of the season so far? A lot of home runs, obviously, with the Dodgers. You had Scherzer and DeGrom, Syndergaard today in Strasburg. Toronto Blue Jays starting pitching Aaron Sanchez today, joined Shoemaker and Stroman. Tigers can't get any runs against them. It's been a kind of an interesting start.
Yeah, and I think so far, you know, what you've seen is early indications of the teams that really made concerted edge the offseason. Excuse me. Have all really played well so far. And you've seen it with the Mets. The Mets kind of come out of the gate great with DeGrom and Syndergaard. And it's been a good start when it comes to, you know, those teams. I thought the Arizona-Dodgers series so far has been very interesting, especially with that comeback yesterday. And that, you know, the Dodgers pretty much in the same sort of situation where they were, you know, a year ago with even less pitching. And the division's really wide open for the Rockies to take, don't you think?
Oh, I think it's a great division. I think the National League, the whole league, you know, the American League maybe has the best couple of teams, but the National League has about 10 or 11 teams that can do it. We'll let you run and catch up with you and enjoy the game today.
Okay, thanks a lot. Good to talk to you.
All right, that's Barry Bloom, Forbes.com. I know he's fighting that bronchitis that he's had for part of spring training. So we'll let him go and relax. All right, we'll take a break.